listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Have you ever thought about serving internationally and thought, well, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a deaconess, I'm not a teacher. I probably couldn't do that. I'm not a missionary or an international worker. I couldn't do that. Have you ever thought that?
That's not a fair question to ask me.
Because you have thought about it.
Because I have thought about it, but I am not any of those things yet.
Okay, so I'm asking the listener, have you thought about that? I thought maybe I can't do that because I'm not a pastor or a teacher or a deaconess or something like that, or a DCE. Well, we have a story for you today. We're going to share that in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University St. Paul for supporting Coffee Hour's episode today. You can find out more about Concordia University St. Paul by visiting csp.edu. And you know something about that, Anne, don't you? Concordia University St. Paul.
It's my alma mater.
And Gonzalez, manager for lay missionary recruitment in the LCMS Office of International Mission, is joining us today with some friends. Anne, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Also joining us in studio, Sean and Hannah McHugh. Did I get that right?
That is correct.
Welcome to the Coffee Hour. Thanks for joining us today. Sean, welcome. Hannah, welcome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, you are serving in the LCMS Office of International Mission, and I understand you are stateside getting ready to serve internationally. Is that correct?
That is correct. We're preparing right now for deployment. It'll be early 2026.
And do we know where you will be serving internationally?
Yeah, Hannah and I will be serving at Brasov, Romania, and we'll be covering the whole Eurasia area.
And you'll be serving as the regional business manager, is that correct?
I'll be the regional business manager, that's correct.
And we'll learn about what that means and what that entails in just a moment. Before we get into your work in serving an international mission, let's talk about how you came into the church. I understand you both have an interesting story. Sean, we'll start with your story and how you came into the Lutheran Church.
Well, I was very typical. I was raised Catholic, so I was Christian, and in our Christian faith in our family was strong in a way. But like many others that are born into the Christian faith, there's a lot of things we take for granted. Over the years, I actually found I was building a wall between me and God, and it was the rules that the Catholic Church had. You had to earn your way to salvation. And so I was never sure if I had done enough or if I had the proper penance. And so over the years, it became harder and harder. And then I met Hannah, and she brought me over. She said, let's come to our Lutheran service. And there I found a teaching that was really aligned with my own personal beliefs. And strangely enough, back in the 1500s, I guess, Martin Luther had the same issues I did. And so really, others I'm sure have said this before, I was probably born Lutheran and it was raised Catholic. And so, but anyhow, Hannah brought me into the Lutheran faith, and it'll be nice to, you'll get to hear her story as well.
Yeah, Hannah, tell us your story.
I was born in China. When I growing up, I always told there was no God. There's the Communist Party Chairman Mao was almost like a godlike. So when I came to U.S. after college graduation, so I went to campus. There's a campus ministry invited me to a Christmas party. So I went. The host was missionary to Malaysia. I came to U.S., but he was a missionary. But he came back, I guess, finished his services. So the family hosted a lot of international students. And there I heard Jesus Christ and Christianity first time. That was the birth of Jesus Christ. So, oh, that's amazing. And the people came there in the party, and there was lots of professors, scientists, of course, a lot of students. And they bowed their heads, and they were praying. I thought, this is amazing. Why so many people believe in this? This sounds like fairy tale. But then I decided to find out more. So I went to Bible study I was invited, of course. So went to Bible study. I heard about more about Jesus and God's creation. It all sounds wonderful, but I kept thinking, is it real? Why should I should believe this is real? What if really it's a fairy tale? Or I always told when I growing up, there was no God. So it was hard for me to believe. But for next 15 years, I was like kind of struggle. I always moved to different cities, always invited to Bible study, sometimes English, sometimes Chinese, because I came from China. Of course, sometimes work, job, and kids, I got busy. I didn't go all the time, but I always draw back sometimes. I want feel like urge. I want to go to Bible studies. So finally, in 15 years later, I was in Carbondale, Illinois. I was invited to go to Chinese Bible study. That time, I had a personal difficult time. I felt like my future is dark. I don't know what my future is like. I just felt like really don't know what to do. I feel like I was drawn in the water. So then a friend from Taiwan, she's Christian. She invited me to her house for lunch and pray every Wednesday for a while, for like months. So there, my heart becomes soft. It feels like, oh, there's a light like shining into your heart. Yeah, gradually after months, my heart melted. I felt like God's grace has shined into my heart. So I prayed, I said, oh, forgive me. I was trying to refuse this, but God's grace is so great. I don't feel dark in the darkness anymore. I feel like, oh, there's future and it's clear. It's not foggy anymore. I can feel God's grace and makes me, give me hope and peace. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do I get to Lutheran Church? The Bible study was we were holding in a basement of Lutheran Church. It's a LCMS Lutheran Church. And in the beginning, there was a professor just organized it. And later, the Lutheran Church hired a Mandarin-speaking pastor. So he was leading us. I was baptized by him. But in the 11 Point River, we had a canoeing trip. So. Yeah, that's how my journey.
Wow.
That's amazing. Praise God.
And then where did you all meet?
Well, it was through a Christian singles group.
Uh-huh.
And we had a mutual friend that was at our current church right now. But when I met Hannah, you know, we were at a Christian party. When I met Hannah, I could see the light shining in her. And that was where I knew I wanted to feel what she was feeling. And that was the change that occurred in me. So yeah, her story just absolutely inspired me.
Kind of learn more about that and where those next steps were that then made you start considering serving internationally in just a moment. We'll get to that in just a moment. Let's take a quick break now, and then we'll talk about serving internationally with the LCMS Office of International Mission here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth. How has God gifted me? Where is God calling me to serve? Concordia University St. Paul helps students explore the answers to these questions. Through a Christ-centered Lutheran higher education, dedicated faculty, and engaging academic programs, CSP is here to walk alongside you in your educational journey. With more than 100 degree programs from undergraduate to graduate offered in person and online, CSP aims to prepare you for success however God calls you. Visit csp.edu to discover and engage your calling today.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we're talking with Sean and Hannah McHugh and learning about their story, how they came into the church and now preparing to serve full-time with LCMS International Mission, serving in Romania in the near future, and learning about that. So I understand that you attended a marriage retreat too. Someone shared that story with us, a little bit about that. Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll talk about serving internationally, because I think there's a connection somewhere in there.
Absolutely. Earlier this year, I believe it was in January, we attended a marriage retreat. We wanted to meet with some of our fellow parishioner, our congregation, and we wanted to strengthen our marriage and continue to work on it as we do. And there, Hannah, who'd we meet?
Dan
McMillan.
And Lisa McMillan.
Yes.
Yeah, Dan and Lisa McMillan. So we had breakfast with them, a couple of the mornings, and we heard their story, their missionary story. And they were saying, they said, have you ever thought about being a missionary?
I love it.
Yeah. Apparently, Dan continues to recruit. And so we spoke a little bit about the opportunities available, and Hannah and I started thinking a little bit about this. We started praying, and we felt so blessed by everything that was given us in our lives. And we were also so blessed by the opportunities God has given us throughout our lives. And so as I near the end of my career, I'm older. I would
experienced.
Experienced. Thank you. You know, we wanted to give an opportunity to give back. And what can we give back? And so that's where the conversations led.
Okay. So what were you doing before coming into international service? Because you obviously have careers.
Right. Hannah's actually been retired. Oh. But go ahead and tell us what you did before.
Yeah, I had a math major in college and had a master's degree in statistics.
Nice.
So I have been doing data analysis and later being a statistician and data scientist. So I drawing data from database and analyze to see what will help with the business. With the for them to make decisions.
I have some projects for you.
I'm so glad people like you exist in this world. Let me just say, this is not my skill set. I'm glad it's yours.
Yeah. I was an engineer, and so actually spent 7 years as an engineer right out of college, and I drifted into operations, so plant manager. Then a general manager responsible for P&L, the profit and loss of operations. And then for the last 20 or so some years, I've been in supply chain. Mm. And so if you think about supply chain, you might think about tariffs. But all these rules and regulations, moving materials, financial obligations, meeting the requirements of each country, that's my skill set. And so with that... we ran into
him. He was well prepared to move money and people across borders, as our business managers do.
This is amazing.
Now, I understand the conversation didn't start at business manager, though.
No.
Right?
So I had just taken over this role in April. And so the McHughes were like some of the first people that I worked with. And they came to me as like, oh, they want to teach English. And I was like... So, Sean, would you consider another role? Because your resume looks like you'd be well qualified for some other things. Well, praise God, he was.
So you've been doing some training for a little while. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing to prepare to serve in Romania. What are some of the things you've been doing? Have you been preparing, like, language skills?
Well, Hannah and I are learning to speak Romanian. I'm really grateful for this opportunity. This will be the third language that Hannah is learning. It's interesting. I asked the teacher if Hannah's going to have a Chinese accent or an English accent on her Romanian. And I thought it was a good question. And she goes, and she said, Hannah will sound like a Romanian because their words are exactly as you say them. They don't even have spelling bees in Romania. Because if you can say the word, you can spell it. All the rules we have in English are completely different. So
It's
exciting.
Rules only apply half the time anyway.
Correct.
In American English.
Yes.
I've apologized to my children for the English language many times.
Yeah.
I know you've been in the building for quite some time. What are some of the things that go into being a business manager? Because you don't just accept a position and then immediately deploy. There's some stuff you got to know before you're actually on the field.
Yeah, I've been working with the business team here, the support team that we have in St. Louis, and working through some of the reports and other functions that I'd be responsible for. And so some of the things we do: develop and report against budgets. Budgets are important. Manage expenses, process improvement, and any type of problem solving. So anytime we can document a process and then continually to refine it to make it better, that gives us a written document for future use. And we can, as we refine this, it becomes an easier solution. Compliance issues as well, because there's compliance that goes into financial, moving money, all the reporting structures we have. So we actually are building building this structure here to properly manage. But my role allows is for the missionaries themselves to really not have to worry about all those business portions. And they really can go out and work on the programs that are providing, they're building, they're planting churches. Hannah, help me out here.
Yeah. Spread the gospel.
Spread the gospel.
And
showing mercy. And Hannah's my detail person. Mm-hmm. She keeps me straight.
So you've mentioned.
Hannah, what are you looking forward to? What's coming next, and what are you looking forward to in that?
Yeah, I'm kind of going as a accompanying spouse, but first of all, I would support Sean. Yeah, but also I hope there's a chance to share my experience. So hope nobody, like the people don't know God, don't have to spend 15 years to know God's grace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to maybe meet new people and share my stories.
Yeah, that is really exciting for you to have this opportunity too, because you're not the business manager, but I mean, you're still going to be living there and interacting with people and having, I'm sure, many opportunities to get to know people and be in the community with people.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Sean, what's next for you? You mentioned deployment in January.
That's correct.
So you still got a couple more months here. What does that look like for you?
Well, the next couple months, we get to give presentations at some congregations as we travel around. So we had one presentation already in Kansas City, and kind of sharing our story. And you heard Hannah's story there, so it's a wonderful story. And so we're also preparing for deployment, which means kind of tidying up everything here in the States and literally moving to Brasov, Romania. So we have some language skills yet to accomplish. And so that's what the next couple months looks like.
Have you had the opportunity to meet any of the people you'll be serving alongside in Romania?
Yes. We actually, earlier this summer, we had the director, Reverend David Preuss. And so he was over for dinner one evening, and that's when we had a chance to talk. And that's really where we decided that this was a good fit. He was looking for that business support as he goes out and as a director managing all these projects that we have going on.
So you've had a chance to meet some of the people, at least mm-hmm. the director for that region. You'll be serving alongside a number of people, though, in that region, correct?
That's correct.
We have met Pastor Tipo and his wife. They are going to be deployed similar to our mm-hmm. time.
And tell us about some more of the team that they'll be serving there.
Yeah, so Eurasia includes all of Europe and parts of Asia, basically Russia and all the stands.
It's a large area.
It is. But so we have, I think, about 20 missionaries in the region right now, but some new ones deploying as well.
I understand you are looking forward to learning a little bit more about the food in the region that you'll be serving. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, Hannah and I are both extremely interested in food.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're learning Romania, they have a soup, a sour soup called chiorba. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to eating this chiorba. And then Hannah has a
eggplant. I'm looking forward to for the eggplant salad.
Is eggplant something you eat normally?
Yeah. I actually converted to Sean from don't like eggplant to like eggplant.
It's amazing. Never in my life would I have ever said I like eggplant. But Hannah's daughter was with us, and she said, I crave eggplant. And I looked at her, and I said, no one craves eggplant. That is so odd. And yet, I have now, we had eggplant last night, or two nights ago. It was wonderful, and I would eat it every week.
It's amazing how marriage changes you. So what are you guys looking forward to? I know there's a lot. You've been doing a lot. There's been a lot of, you're in the middle of a big life change right now. But I know stuff is really exciting also as you look forward. What are some other things besides food that you're looking forward to as your deployment's coming up? What are some of those exciting things?
I think I'm a pretty adventurous, so I go in there and then experience a different culture and a different people. I think this is very exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hannah and I both, as we've traveled around, we don't like to be tourists. We love to immerse ourselves in culture. And Hannah has shown me what China's like and has been so gracious in taking me around China. I've been to areas that, well, they'd never even seen a Caucasian. And I was treated like a rock star. She took pictures of people taking pictures of me. But we're looking forward to the people, the culture, and then sharing our story, our Christian story.
And managing lots of projects.
Managing. And truthfully, I went through an audit yesterday. It was a practice audit. Uh-huh. And I enjoyed it. It's like an Easter egg hunt. As you go through so and good. Find out what is, you know, where those numbers are coming from, it really gives you a sense of satisfaction. So.
Jesus makes us all different.
It gives you a sense of satisfaction, and that's amazing.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I love it.
And now they're preparing to deploy and serve, and Sean will be serving as a business manager for the region. Are there other opportunities that we're looking to fill?
Yes, there are opportunities.
There are always opportunities.
Across lots of lay skill sets. But in particular, we do have other openings for people with business skill sets. So business, finance, accounting, all those sorts of things. Or you slid over into supply chain management after you got a degree in engineering, you know, whatever. But we are looking for other regional business managers and sort of their associate level people that work with them. But we also have entry level, like business administrator roles. So we're working with a young woman right now for she's graduating with an accounting degree in the spring, and we hope to present her name to the board in January for an appointment as a business administrator. So if this has sounded interesting to you, please reach out. You can email mission.recruitment@lcms.org or go to lcms.org/careers and reach out that way.
So some of the fun things about serving internationally. One, get to use your gifts to serve in
Correct.
The Lord's church and to serve people by spreading the gospel, planting churches, and showing mercy.
And it takes a team.
And it takes a whole team of a variety of skills. Also get to experience new culture and new food, maybe.
Correct.
Yeah.
Almost certainly.
You get to meet lots of new people, too. So some of the bonuses of getting to do that. All right. Where do we find out more information about that?
You can email mission.recruitment@lcms.org or go to lcms.org/careers.
Very good. Thank you so much for spending the time with us today. Thank you to the McHughes, Sean and Hannah. Thanks for being our guests and sharing your story with us today.
Pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
And Anne Gonzalez, she serves as manager for lay missionary recruitment in the LCMS Office of International Mission. Anne, always great to chat with you.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.